And good morning. Joining us right now, Cal Thomas, syndicated columnist, friend of the show, regular here. Cal, good morning.
Hi, Mary and Vince.
Morning.
Let's talk about another friend of the show, John Bolton. There are a lot of people, the left seems to think that because John Bolton is now in the Trump administration as the national security advisor, that we will be in nuclear war, but probably by the end of the year. Why is that?
I'm reading some of these editorials in the New York Times, the Washington Post. The Times said last Sunday that the good news about John Bolton is he speaks his mind, and the bad news is what's in his mind. Well, as I'm writing tomorrow in my column, I think one of the reasons these newspapers and the foreign policy establishment and certain enemies and allies of America oppose Bolton is because he's a clear thinker. He's not an appeaser. He believes nations and terrorists who publicly proclaim their desire to destroy America should be taken seriously, and that credible planning should be done to make sure it doesn't happen. Now, this would be the opposite approach of Hillary Clinton, who you may remember said that we needed to do a better job of understanding our enemies and why they hate us. Well, kumbaya. I think peace through strength certainly worked with Ronald Reagan and the old Soviet Union, and I think that's what John Bolton brings to the Trump White House.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of people, the criticism, and it includes coming from the right, is concern that, you know, we don't want to go into armed conflicts without a clear sense of how we're going to get out of them, and Iraq is the big one that comes to mind, especially with John Bolton's record. A lot of people.
Well, I agree with that. But that doesn't mean you have to get into armed conflicts. You have to have the credibility that you're actually going to follow through on what you say. Let's just take a look at some of the stuff happening with China right now or South Korea, excuse me, and the importing of steel. South Korea's agreed to limit their steel imports. I'm just reading in the newspapers this morning. Now, this is a result of President Trump and his threats of tariffs. I think this is the kind of thing that that bodes very well. If you're strong and if you have a credible position that if you hit me in the nose, I'm going to hit you back, then bullies tend to look for a weaker person.
Yeah.
Weak people don't like strong people because it reveals their weakness.
Cal, I mean, I'm glad you hit on that because this is definitely one of the undertold stories here, that South Korea has reached a bilateral agreement with the United States on trade. And earlier in the week, in the face of these threats from the Trump administration to tariff China, China has tried to make some agreements here to correct the trade deficit with the United States. It seems like, again, an undervalued story here, that the Trump administration is scoring concessions on international trade agreements right now.
Yeah, exactly. And this is, I think, what John Bolton, I think, is going to bring to the White House. Listen to some of these incredible quotes of his that I've dragged out. When you have a regime that would be happier in the afterlife than in this life, this is not a regime that is subject to classic theories of deterrence. And that pretty much sums it up. Or how about this one? Negotiation is not a policy. It's a technique. It's something you use when it's to your advantage and something that you don't use when it's not to your advantage. And my personal favorite, this is classic about the United Nations, to which he was once U.S. ambassador. Quote, there's no such thing as the United Nations. If the U.N. Secretary building in New York lost 10 stories, it wouldn't make a lot of difference. I love that.
Yeah. And I also in your piece here, not to give it all away, but when it came to dysfunctional bureaucracies, you have him quoted as saying you could take several stories off the buildings in most U.S. government agencies and we'd all be probably better off for it, too.
Yeah.
So, right. That's why the establishment hates him. That's why they hate Trump, because he's confronting the establishment. You got neocons. You got traditional liberals, of course, who hate everything that Trump does. And you got some people on the right. I've known him for some time, not really well, but known him enough. We've had conversations and various things. I promoted him for the Secretary of State job before Rex Tillerson got it in my column. I think he'll be a tremendous addition. And I think, you know, even the stories you're reading saying a lot of our enemies or potential enemies are waking up to what's going on here, just as they woke up with when President Trump won the election. What do we do now? It's them it's those people who are have to go to be on the run or have to go into, they're going to have to rethink their policy toward the United States, because the weakness and appeasement of President Obama, those days are over.
And Cal, Russians woke up, a lot of Russians across the country woke up earlier this week to find an eviction notice. We closing the embassy in Seattle. And then a lot of them, 60 Russian diplomats being expelled from the U.S. with the president saying, yeah, most of them are Russian spies anyway. So out they go. What about Chinese spies?
Well, yeah. I mean, China has been stealing our technology for years. They're scientists, they're students who come over here to study, and they go home with all of this information. Yeah, I'd like to see more of the Chinese expelled, too. We do the same thing, of course, out of necessity, but when we do it, when our people spy, we're doing it for the protection of the United States. When Russia and China do it, they're doing it to increase the threat against the United States. So I don't think we can play this game anymore. The Seattle office is the only one on the West Coast left. It's the closest to Silicon Valley, where all that tech stuff's going on. Stock market dropped again yesterday after being 600 points because of fears in the technology sector. Technology is one of our major things that we have here. And, of course, our enemies want to grab more of it because they can use it against us. So I'm all for that. I mean, this is one of those rare moments when our allies in Europe, beginning with Britain and the poisoning of the two former Russian spies over there, with nerve gas that has been outlawed since after World War II. Many nations have signed agreements, chemical weapons agreements.
Right.
And this is a good thing.
Cal, thank you so much. We really appreciate your insight. Cal's column on this coming out tomorrow. Cal, have a fantastic day.
Thank you very much, guys.
6:44 on WMAL.